Chob, Rabotai, when a person needs to repeat Shemona Esrei because he skipped or he has a safek, repeat Shemona Esrei, there's a machloket. Whether he should start from Hashem Sefatai Tiftach or the Bracha. So here, I think it's from Rav Ovadia. HaMesupag im Amar Ya'aleh Ve'yavo B'Shacharit U'Mincha. Right, choser with leitpadei. If a person has a safek, he has to repeat, and right, he has to say Hashem Sefatai Tiftach. Belo yedaleg alav. Some say that when he repeats Shemona Esrei, he shouldn't say Hashem Sefatai Tiftach because anyway he was engaged in davening. So Rav Ovadia paskins that the person should say, right, when he repeats Shemona Esrei, he should not skip Hashem Sefatai Tiftach. And he gi'a le berachat ritzeh. If a person has a safek, whether he said Ya'aleh Ve'yavo, most probably he forgot, right, kehergelom, and therefore he needs to repeat. Tzerech lachzor yitpalel ki kerega kat. If a person, when he said ritzeh, he remembered he has to say Ya'aleh Ve'yavo. But then when he's going to be Adamir Musafarat, Havazosh Parter, then did they say Ya'aleh Ve'yavo or not? You have a safek. Even though you remember Dritzeh, he has to go back. Because this is the tendency, right, to forget. Now, could a person be Yotzeh with Chazorat HaShatz? When Shaliach Tzibur says Ya'aleh Ve'yavo? The answer is yes. But, right, so a person could be mechaven bechol ofen shetav alav lachzor v'palel rashai latzet yidei chova b'shmiat hachazorah b'shalach tzibur. A person could be yotzev shalach tzibur, but ach yomar kodem hachazorah. First of all, he has to go to shalach tzibur and say, Habibi, I forgot Ya'aleh Ve'yavo. He has to tell the Shaliach Tzibur to have him in mind. Yomar kodem hachazara le Shaliach Tzibur sheichaven alav ve'yamod kemo she'omed ba'amida. And he has to stand as if he is saying Shemona Esrei. Ve'yishma hetev kol mila. He has to hear every word. Ve'lo ya'ane baruch hu baruch shemo. Obviously, it's like he's davening himself. So therefore, he cannot say baruch hu baruch shemo. Just amen bilvad. וכן לא יאמר עם הקהל מודים דרבנן. He's in the middle of Shemona Esrei. So obviously he cannot say מודים דרבנן, אלא ישמע את כל הנוסח מודים מהשליח ציבור, ובשחרית יענה אמן אחר ברכת הכהנים. If it's שחרית, and not מנחה שחרית, you have also ברכת הכהנים. So then he could say אמן אחר ברכת הכהנים. It's ממש, it's exactly like as if he was saying Shemona Esrei by himself. So if he does all that, he could be Yotzeh. Right? So first, he needs to remind the Shaliach Tzibur to mechaven alav, and also he stands like he's davening Shemona Esrei, right? And doesn't say Baruch Hu Baruch Shemo, right? And etc. Then he could be Yotzeh with Shaliach Tzibur. What? Yes. Which one is better? I think probably it's better to be Yotzeh with Shaliach Tzibur. It's more of Tefillah B'Tzibur maybe. Right. Now, Eitzah Tova, Keshemagia B'Tfilat Ya'aleh Ve'yavo, Tov Sheyomar Ya'aleh Ve'yavo B'Kol Ram. See, a lot of shuls, you know, I mean, by Shacharit, you can't say Ya'aleh Ve'yavo. Some say Elokeinu, right? Right, but the best thing is that you know not. You need 10 people, you need one person. Right, see a lot of times what happens is some people daven very fast, and they say Ya'aleh Ve'yavo, right, and everybody is it's much behind. So by the time they get there, you need another reminder. But you know this practice of the Ramban says to do that, right? He brings from here not only for Ya'aleh Ve'yavo. It's also for Morid Atal, Mashiv HaRuach, Barachenu, Barach Aleinu. So, v'chen nachon la'asot b'chol hazkarach hatoshesh b'amidah. ועד כמוריד הטל ברכם וברך עלינו ועוד, גם כשמזכיר בכל רם, עושה חסד עם הציבור. Right, that this is also, people forget. I myself, like, you know, sometimes, you know, if somebody doesn't say, I would forget to say, yeah, you know, it's chesed with the tzibur that, you know, b'kol ram, somebody should remind. Again, before Shmona Esrei to do it, not always you're going to remember, right? So therefore, so v'katav talmid, here it says, Harashba, b'sefer tzror ha'chaim. Talmid of the Rashba. Talmid says, Shamati mimori ha-Rashba, that I heard from the Rashba. Rashba is from the biggest Rishonim. Ki ha-Ramban, Ramban, Rabbeinu Moshe ben Nachman, haya omer ha-hazkara muridatal barachenu b'kol ram, kol shirushumim ha-Rishonim. That Ramban himself, in his minyan, he would say it, right, b'kol ram, kedei she-yedayim hizkiru lo. He won, like, you know, for himself and for the fight. It would be chesed to the tzibur. So therefore, this is something. But, you know, sometimes you have, everybody wants to, you know, you have a whole choir saying, oh, barakhenu, right? That's wrong. I think that really, you know, I think the proper thing is, like, you know, in case, you know, probably the best thing is, Shaliach Tzibur to say, but sometimes Shaliach Tzibur is ma'arich too much. And again, sometimes at the beginning of Shmona Esrei already, some of them are, you know, going very fast. Once I asked Weinberg Zatzal about people that daven, like, you know, this shtiblach, etc., so fast, like they finish Shmona Esrei in 2 minutes. So he said, you know, they say a wagon that drives fast, less dust sits on it. I mean, he was done the kaf zechut. He said, obviously, it's not the right thing to do Shmona Esrei very fast. But he said, to be done the kaf zechut, these people that shtiblach, their thing is that, you know, if you go very fast, so is less chance of being distracted. At any rate, this would be the right thing, you know. So if there are people that, you know, at the very beginning going to see Alevi Yavod, it would be more appropriate that, you know, later, when, you know, we take Shmona Esrei 10 minutes, right? So more towards the end, right? Again, another reminder should be said for the tzibur, not to forget. And you see, the Ramban used to do that. I don't know. No, they don't. I don't think the Ashkenazim do. That's right. Ashkenazim, Baruch Hashem, they remember. They don't need reminders, I guess. Daven lekaf zechut. But why would a Sephardi daven in Ashkenazi minyan? I mean, you see, I would, you know, the duchaning, it's a, you know, mamash, how could they, you know. I was a few weeks ago, my daughter, I davened by Rubin. So, you know, I told him, duchan. He said, I wished. But, you know, Ashkenazim don't. I don't think, you know. In the yeshiva also, they never. Okay. Rabotai, today is Yud Bet, Besivan, right? Tomorrow already, no, we go back to Tachanun. So still we have the Or of Shavuot till today. That, you know, Kol Ha'am by Ma'amad Har Sinai, Ro'im et Ha'golot. What was the need? To see the words, the letters. So one of the Rishonim says, because, you see, if you wouldn't, when it says Lo Tirzach, if you wouldn't see, you wouldn't see it. Maybe you would think it's Lamed Vav. Lo Tirzach, Lo Tignov. Right? That's why there was a need to see the letters, that it's Lo with an Aleph, and also Rabbi Yitzchak Bardichev, the Ohev Israel. So then every Shavuot he would say Ribono Shel Olam. He would talk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Harshly, he would say, "Erasta otanu, ki anu chavim alecha." You came and you vayir dashman har Sinai. It was erusin between Klal Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ahavta otanu v'atzita banu. And then he said, "V'item lesigula Baruch Hashem." We made a nice shidduch, right? We Klal Yisrael, we are the Zera Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov. Wow! So there was love, there was yichus in the relationship, and then you came chasdegari like a rich man. Like in Iran, I remember people would go and میگفت من رفتم ماشین نمیدونم چند متری آمریکایی کرایه کردم رفتم خواستگاری. You want to pretend that you're rich, right? So you also came, you said لی ها کسف و لی ها زهب نماشم. The خطان has a lot of money, right? That was the شیدوخ. نو اصینو امخا شیدوخ شل مامون. We got married to you because we know you're rich. You're going to support us. That's why we said بگو بله, right? لخن I ask of you kayem tvarecha, right? You promise you have to deliver the salech bimzumanim, right? You made big promises at the time of the engagement, so please deliver, give us parnasa b'shefach. Chag sameach. Rabbi Chananya ben Achashia omer ratzav hakadosh baruch